raising the Potter's Bar outside of Japan. I'm sure I'm not alone in having shelves of beautiful pots created by some of the best potters outside of Japan, as well as a couple from Japan itself. My collection has generally been bought from potters selling their work at bonsai shows, although several have been very generously gifted to me. And again, like many others, I've fallen into that never-ending circle of acquiring a pot in the hope that one day I will have the perfect tree to sit in the pot, and then having to craft a tree that is worthy of such a beautiful container. And so the collection grows and grows, to the point where, like many others, I consider myself to have a collection of pots, just as I have a collection of trees, and even displayed as if the pot were an art object as well. Well, maybe that's the answer. They are worthy of display on their own, and indeed, happens at several shows inside and outside of Japan. I think we're generally all moving away from the "well, any pot will do so long as it's the right size" mentality that has previously pervaded the UK and European bonsai scene. We now accept that the pot and the tree must combine to form an overall aesthetic, and indeed many shows offer an award for the best tree and pot combination to promote this ideal. Being part of the bonsai scene in Europe and latterly worldwide, I have witnessed a growth in the talent of bonsai pot makers. In the UK, which is the home of studio pottery, the increase in quality and availability is phenomenal. So why is it still considered more prestigious to use old Japanese and Chinese containers when there are potters across Europe and America whose quality matches the pots coming out of Japan? After all, accolade and award-winning trees at major UK shows are as likely, if not more so, to be displayed in a Gordon Duffett, a Toho Villa, a Walsall Ceramics, or a Tom Bender, to name but a few, as they are an antique, or indeed, any form of Japanese pot. The choice of container has for many years been set by Japanese principals, and they have been a solid benchmark, and that's fair enough. But having a Japanese pot to support your special tree has three major drawbacks in my opinion. First, owning such a pot is something simply that most people cannot afford, especially if the pot is an antique. Second, finding a Japanese pot is pretty tricky in the first place. There are a few importers in Europe and the States, but the process of importing adds yet further cost to the whole affair. Third, I'm still surprised that it's considered more valuable to have a Japanese pot to support your tree, even when the tree is native to your own country. If we are to create our own national or regional aesthetic in bonsai, then surely that should include having our own potters create the pots is a must. Yes, it might be nice to have a Japanese pot, but is it really essential? Surely with the sharp rise of the European potters, Japanese pots are not the sole pinnacle of bonsai pot creation. We only have to remember that recently our very own Andrew Stone Monkey Pearson won a gold award at the prestigious Gafu Ten show in Japan. And clearly our potters are now supping at the top table. My personal choice when choosing a pot is to have it specially made for the tree. I value the input and experience that a bonsai potter can bring to the selection and creation process, and more often than not, delivers a more suitable solution for the finished image. I've also been experimenting with planting trees on stone. I'm really in favour of this natural look. However, it's difficult to get the right balance between the size and shape of the stone to complement the tree. The other fact, of course, is it makes for a heavy display. A huge move forward of late is the emergence of handmade containers that give the appearance of stone, and also handmade pots that look similar to stone but are very abstract in their creation. I like the direction in which this is going, and some of the combinations have been very dramatic. Unsurprisingly, I see a lot of these presentations appearing more in exhibitions worldwide. Such handmade structures has also allowed the creation of tall plantings with small bonsai to give the appearance of a mountain covered with small trees. Such creations would have been far too heavy before the new materials appeared. The bottom line is that the final creation must of course be harmonious and the image pleasing to the eye. If the artist feels that means a Japanese pot, then that is all well and good. However, when it comes to judging in a show being skewed because a particular judge favours Japanese ceramics over local production, I think this is unfair. Consideration has to be given to those unable to have access or the ability to afford expensive imported old ceramics. Even so, consideration has to be given to whether the overall aesthetic is correct or whether we are merely pandering to an outdated perception of how bonsai should be. Stone Monkey has shown that UK, European and American potters' bars have been raised to the highest level. So why look any further afield? Thank you for listening.